At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Have you ever paused to consider the advice we so often hear? Follow your heart. How can we discern if this popular wisdom aligns with God's perfect will for our lives? My friends, these are profound questions that many of us grapple with as we navigate the challenges of life and faith. Today, I want to explore with you the biblical perspective on following our hearts and seeking God's guidance. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're standing at a crossroads, each path stretching out before you, promising different destinations and experiences. Your heart pulls you towards one direction, filled with excitement and anticipation. But there's a still, small voice whispering, urging you to pause and consider. This crossroads represents the choices we face in life, where our desires and God's will intersect. We often hear the words "follow your heart" in movies, songs, and even from well-meaning friends. But is this advice truly wise when viewed through the lens of Scripture? Let's turn to the wisdom of God's Word for guidance. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 reminds us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" This verse challenges us to question the reliability of our hearts and consider a higher source of wisdom. My dear friends, today we'll explore three critical aspects of this dilemma of following our hearts versus following God's will. Let's explore this journey together, seeking truth and understanding in God's Word. Number one, the deceptive nature of the human heart. My friends, let's begin by examining the true nature of our hearts. We often place great trust in our feelings and intuitions, believing they'll lead us to happiness and fulfillment. However, the Bible paints a different picture of the human heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, which we just read, reveals a sobering truth about our hearts. But why does God describe our hearts as deceitful and desperately wicked? To understand this, we must look back to the beginning, to the fall of humanity in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, sin entered the world, corrupting every aspect of human nature. This includes our hearts, the seat of our emotions, desires, and will. Since then, our hearts have been tainted by sin, making them unreliable guides for life's important decisions. Think of King David, a man after God's own heart. Even he fell into grievous sin when he followed the desires of his heart, committing adultery with Bathsheba and arranging her husband's death. This story, found in 2 Samuel 11, serves as a stark warning about the dangers of unchecked desires. My dear friends, this doesn't mean our hearts are always wrong or that we should ignore our feelings entirely. God created us with emotions and desires for a reason. However, we must approach the guidance of our hearts with caution and wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 23 advises us, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." This verse emphasizes the importance of guarding our hearts, recognizing their influence on our lives. But how do we do this effectively? First, we must acknowledge that our hearts can be influenced by various factors, our past experiences, cultural norms, and even our physical state. These influences can cloud our judgment and lead us astray from God's perfect will. Consider the story of Jonah, a prophet who initially followed his heart's desire to flee from God's calling. His journey led him into the belly of a great fish before he finally submitted to God's will. This account, found in the book of Jonah, illustrates how our hearts can sometimes lead us away from God's purpose. My friends, it's crucial to understand that our hearts, left unchecked, can be breeding grounds for sinful desires. James 1, verses 14 to 15 explain this process. "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." This passage reveals the dangerous progression from unchecked desires to sin and its consequences. However, there is hope. God doesn't leave us to navigate life with these deceitful hearts alone. He offers us His Word as a guide and His Spirit as a counselor. Psalm 119, verse 105 declares, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we can begin to align our hearts with God's will. Additionally, the Holy Spirit works within us to transform our hearts over time. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 promises, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." This transformation is a lifelong process, requiring our active participation and surrender to God. My dear friends, as we navigate life's decisions, it's essential to approach the guidance of our hearts with humility and discernment. We must recognize that while our hearts can provide valuable insights, they are not foolproof. Instead of blindly following our hearts, we should seek to align our desires with God's will. This requires regular self-examination and a willingness to submit our plans to God. Proverbs 16, verse 9 reminds us, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." This verse beautifully illustrates the interplay between our desires and God's sovereignty. I urge you to reflect on the state of your own heart. Are there areas where you've been blindly following your heart's desires without seeking God's guidance? Remember, God desires to give us good gifts and fulfill the deepest longings of our hearts. But He also knows what's best for us, even when it differs from our immediate desires. Number two, discerning God's perfect guidance. My dear friends, now that we understand the deceptive nature of our hearts, let's explore how we can discern God's perfect guidance in our lives. How do we navigate the complexities of decision-making when our hearts may lead us astray? The answer lies in developing a deep and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 provide us with a beautiful blueprint for this process. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. These verses reveal three key principles for discerning God's guidance: trust, humility, and acknowledgement. Let's break these down and see how we can apply them in our daily lives. First, we must trust in the Lord with all our hearts. This means placing our complete confidence in God's wisdom and love, even when his guidance doesn't align with our immediate desires. Trust is not a one-time decision, but a daily choice to surrender our will to God's perfect plan. Think of the story of Noah in Genesis chapters 6 to 9. God asked Noah to build an ark in preparation for a flood, despite there being no sign of rain. Noah's trust in God's guidance, even when it seemed illogical, saved him and his family. Secondly, we're instructed not to lean on our own understanding. This principle calls for humility, recognizing that our perspective is limited and often clouded by sin and self-interest. It doesn't mean we should abandon reason, but rather acknowledge that God's wisdom far surpasses our own. Isaiah 55, verse 9 reminds us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Thirdly, we're called to acknowledge God in all our ways. This means involving God in every aspect of our lives, not just the big decisions. It's about cultivating a constant awareness of his presence and seeking his input in all we do. My friends, when we practice these principles, we create space for God to direct our paths. But what does this direction look like in practical terms? One primary way God guides us is through his word. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17 tell us, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Bible provides us with God's revealed will, offering principles that apply to every area of life. By studying scripture, we can align our hearts with God's desires and make decisions that honor him. Another way God guides us is through the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 13 says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." As we cultivate sensitivity to the Spirit's voice, we can discern his gentle nudges and convictions. God also uses circumstances and godly counsel to guide us. Proverbs 15, verse 22 advises, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." Seeking advice from mature believers can provide valuable insights and help us see blind spots in our decision-making process. However, my dear friends, it's crucial to remember that God's guidance often unfolds gradually. It's not always a dramatic revelation or a loud voice from heaven. More often, it's a step-by-step journey of faith, requiring patience and perseverance. Consider the story of Joseph in Genesis, chapters 37 to 50. God's plan for Joseph's life unfolded over many years through trials and triumphs. Joseph's faithfulness in each situation, regardless of his circumstances, positioned him to fulfill God's ultimate purpose. As we seek God's guidance, we must also be prepared for times of silence or waiting. These periods can be challenging, but they often serve to deepen our faith and dependence on God. Psalm 27, verse 14, encourages us, "Wait on the Lord, Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My friends, discerning God's guidance is not about following a set formula or checklist. It's about developing an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, where we learn to recognize His voice and trust His leading. It involves saturating our minds with Scripture, spending time in prayer, and cultivating a heart that's sensitive to the Holy Spirit's promptings. As we do this, we'll find that our desires begin to align more closely with God's will. Psalm 37, verse 4 promises, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." This verse doesn't mean God will grant our every wish, but rather that as we find our joy in him, our hearts will desire what he desires for us. My dear friends, I encourage you to reflect on your own journey of seeking God's guidance. Are you trusting in his wisdom above your own understanding? Are you acknowledging him in all your ways, even the seemingly insignificant decisions? Remember, God is not a distant, uncaring God. He is a loving Father who desires to guide you into his perfect will for your life. Number 3. Balancing desire and obedience. My friends, let's now explore the delicate balance between following our heart's desires and obeying God's will. This balance is crucial for living a life that honors God, while also embracing the unique passions that He's placed within us. At first glance, desire and obedience might seem at odds with each other. However, when we align our hearts with God's, we discover a beautiful harmony between the two. Psalm 37, verse 5, instructs us, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." This verse reveals that when we surrender our desires to God, he works to fulfill his purpose in and through us. But how do we practically balance our desires with obedience to God? First, we must recognize that God often works through our desires to accomplish His will. He's placed unique passions and talents within each of us for a reason. Ephesians 2 verse 10 tells us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." This verse suggests that our God-given desires can be signposts pointing towards his purpose for our lives. Consider the story of Bezalel in Exodus 31, verses 1 to 5. God filled him with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts to create the tabernacle. Bezalel's natural talents, when surrendered to God, became a powerful tool for his glory. However, my dear friends, we must also be cautious. Not every desire of our hearts aligns with God's will. This is where obedience comes into play. Obedience to God often requires us to deny certain desires that conflict with his commands. Jesus himself modeled this in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." You can find this in Luke 22, verse 42. This moment of surrender demonstrates the ultimate example of choosing obedience over personal desire. So how do we discern which desires to pursue and which to surrender? The key lies in developing spiritual discernment through consistent communion with God. Romans 12 verse 2 advises, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, an acceptable and perfect will of God." As we immerse ourselves in God's Word and spend time in prayer, our minds are renewed. This renewal process helps us distinguish between godly desires and those rooted in selfish ambition or worldly values. My friends, it's important to understand that following God's will doesn't mean suppressing all personal desires. God delights in giving us the desires of our hearts when those desires align with His purpose. Psalm 20, verse 4 says, "May He grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose." The key is to hold our desires loosely, always ready to surrender them if God directs us differently. Think of Paul's missionary journeys in the book of Acts. Paul had a strong desire to preach the gospel in certain regions, but sometimes the Holy Spirit redirected his path. His willingness to obey, even when it meant changing his plans, allowed God to work powerfully through him. As we seek this balance, we must also be patient with the process. Sometimes, God may ask us to wait before fulfilling a desire. Other times, He may reshape our desires to better align with His will. Isaiah 40, verse 31 reminds us, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." My dear friends, as we learn to balance desire and obedience, we'll find that our relationship with God deepens. We begin to trust His timing and His ways, even when they differ from our own plans. This trust allows us to live with both passion and surrender, pursuing our God-given desires while remaining open to His direction. Remember, God is not a cosmic killjoy seeking to squash our dreams. He's a loving Father who wants to see us flourish in the unique purpose He's designed for us. John 10, verse 10 tells us, "The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." God's will for us is abundant life, a life filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. I encourage you to examine your own hearts. Are there desires you've been clinging to that need to be surrendered to God? Are there God-given passions you've been hesitant to pursue out of fear or doubt? Bring these before the Lord in prayer, asking for His guidance and wisdom. My friends, the journey of following God is not always easy, but it's always worthwhile. As we learn to balance our desires with obedience to God's will, we'll discover a life of purpose and fulfillment beyond anything we could have imagined. Remember, God loves you deeply and has a perfect plan for your life. Trust in Him. Seek His guidance and watch as He works all things together for your good and His glory. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before your throne of grace with reverence and thanksgiving. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I am grateful that your perfect will guides the course of history and the steps of your children. Lord, you are the author of life, the source of all truth, and the foundation of all that is good. I thank you for your unfailing love and endless mercy that pursue me each day. I'm grateful for your word that lights my path, and your spirit that guides my heart. Thank you for the gift of discernment, and the ability to seek your will in all things. Merciful Father, I confess that I have often followed the desires of my own heart without seeking your guidance. Forgive me for my trespasses and for the times I've trusted in my own understanding rather than leaning on your wisdom. I choose to forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord, I surrender my heart to you completely. Lord, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Align my desires with your perfect will and teach me to trust in your timing. Give me the courage to obey your voice, even when it contradicts the longings of my heart. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of deception that would lead me astray from your path. I bind any thoughts or feelings that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. I declare that my mind is being renewed daily by the power of your word and your spirit. Father, grant me wisdom to discern between my own desires and your divine guidance. Sharpen my spiritual senses to recognize your voice amidst the noise of this world. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may walk in step with your perfect will for my life. Lord, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, who seeks to derail me from your purpose. Shield me from discouragement, doubt, and fear that would hinder me from following your lead. I pray for your blessings upon my loved ones, that they too may learn to balance desire and obedience. Guide them into your perfect will and help them to trust you with their deepest longings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite our hearts in pursuit of your will and empower us to encourage one another in faith. We declare victory over indecision and confusion in our lives. We claim the promise of your guidance each day, trusting that you will direct our paths. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may discern your voice clearly and follow you wholeheartedly. We thank you for your faithful love that never leaves us nor forsakes us. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy and keep us firmly planted in your truth. Lord, we surrender our hearts' desires to you, asking that you would purify them and align them with your perfect will. Give us the strength to obey, even when the path is difficult or unclear. We declare that our lives are in your hands, and we trust in your good plans for us. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace, with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.